A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
A major WWE star could be returning for WrestleMania. Plus, two top AEW stars are out of action for the foreseeable. And we have an update on NXT Europe. For Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, my name is Tom Campbell, and this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
The voices seem to be telling him to book a flight to Los Angeles. Randy Orton back in the conversation in WWE ahead of WrestleMania weekend next weekend. PW Insider Elite have revealed that Randy Orton is scheduled to be a part of WrestleMania weekend. This is according to multiple sources close to PW Insider. Now, it's unknown whether or not he will feature on camera. It could be a case of ahead of a possible return. Randy Orton is backstage meeting up with old friends, catching up with creative. It could be the case that somebody is getting an RKO out of nowhere. Now, we haven't seen Randy Orton as part of WWE programming since last May. A very well-received run was had with he and Matt Riddle as RK-Bro. It was also looking likely that Randy Orton would headline SummerSlam last year against Roman Reigns. That was a plan that was very quietly scuppered, and we haven't heard or seen from Randy Orton since May of last year. This is as a result of a back injury. We heard reports that said that the back injury was worse than initially thought, and there was even speculation that Randy Orton might be done with wrestling altogether. Now, we still don't know the answer to that particular quandary, whether or not Randy Orton is done with wrestling. But what we do know today is, according to multiple sources, close to PW Insider, he is going to be part of WrestleMania weekend. Now, multiple ideas spring up from here. An RKO out of nowhere to somebody certainly wouldn't go amiss. Could this also be a possible return point for Matt Riddle, who we haven't seen in some time, citing a few personal issues and issues backstage with WWE's policies. So he hasn't been around for a while as Matt Riddle. Maybe, just maybe, we bring them back at the same time. Maybe, maybe not. We could speculate forever, and I'm sure you'll be speculating forever right now. But what we do know is, according to sources close to PW Insider, Randy Orton will be part of WrestleMania weekend.
Necker with Matt. Can you make sure somebody goes with Nick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, I'll call you right back, okay? Sorry.
A disturbing scene to start us out here tonight on AEW Dynamite. We understand that Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, were attacked brutally. Attacked before the show went on the air. There you see Nick Jackson.
I should be going in there.
Go.
Hey, Nick, I'm
going. Bring him in.
What the hell happened?
Are you kidding me?
Well, Hangman Page opting to ride with Nick Jackson to the hospital. As you see, Kenny Omega. Omega, of course, has the big match, the international dream match with El Hijo del Vikingo coming up later on tonight. And I mean, a really scary scene to start us off here tonight, Taz.
I mean, we have no information. Show what the hell's going on. We know what you guys know as of now.
The shocking scenes that opened AEW Dynamite last night. Matt and Nick Jackson off to the hospital. after a mystery attack. We don't know the full detail. We didn't know the full details at the start of the show. It would later on be revealed that the perpetrators of said attack were the Blackpool Combat Club. Kenny Omega was left feeling rather guilty for not going to the hospital with them and being well while the others aren't so. He chose to focus on his match that night against Vikingo. Don Callis has reassured him that he was doing the right thing by focusing on the match. He said, quote, "Those kids will be fine in a few months." Now, a line like that suggests that Matt and Nick Jackson may not be on TV for some time. And this could begin a solo journey for Kenny Omega once more in the absence of Matt and Nick Jackson. In terms of their well-being, we haven't heard any reports of injuries. We know that there was an AEW charity basketball game the other night in which Nick Jackson was the only buck that was available to be there. We don't know much else about their situation, but of course, we will let you know more when we know more at cultaholic.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Alexa Bliss has some wonderful news that she has shared via her social media platforms. In an Instagram post, she revealed she has had successful surgery for skin cancer. She wrote on Instagram while sharing a photo sporting a bandage on the side of her face. She wrote, "Dear younger me, you should have stayed out of tanning beds. All clear now, though. Thank you to American Skin Institute for taking great care of me." Bliss went on via Twitter to reveal that she found a spot on her face and a biopsy revealed that it was basal cell carcinoma, which is a very common form of skin cancer. She said a quick and easy procedure, treated it, and she says the healing time is short, indicating a rather imminent return to wrestling. We wish Alexa Bliss well. This wasn't the only reason that Alexa Bliss has been off our screens. In some brighter news, we got to see Alexa Bliss unmasked as the axolotl on The Masked Singer on Fox last night. Bliss has been performing for the show under the axolotl mask. She sang Leanne Rimes' Can't Fight the Moonlight last night. And she says that the show has helped her overcome her fear of singing in public. I thought she did brilliantly, I'll be honest with you. Nothing but love to Alexa Bliss today. Let's go back to AEW. Two top stars, two top guys, we should say. Teasing once again, disappearing from the company. The Guns and FTR had a confrontation, and a match has been agreed between both sides for the tag team titles. There is a caveat, though. If the Guns beat FTR, then FTR will leave AEW. There's been a lot of discussion lately over FTR's status with the company, their contracts reportedly ending next month. Dax Harwood has said publicly that he and Cash have made a decision about their futures. And that decision will become clear next month, you should believe. One of those things that they talked about was possibly hitting the independent circuit and doing some choice select indie events, sort of running like a best of across the year. They're at a point where they can sort of relax a bit more and do their own thing. And whatever they end up doing, we wish them the best. FDR, phenomenal unit as a tag team. That goes without saying. Let's end on an update about a new WWE brand. We're talking NXT Europe, which was very much talked about at the end of last year as NXT UK was wrapping up. It was initially reported that we would see NXT Europe replacing NXT UK and getting underway in the spring. However, we are nearly at the end of March and no sign of such a thing yet. Shawn Michaels was interviewed by the Daily Mail and asked for an update on NXT Europe, and he said things are still in the organizational stage. We're hoping that we will have that up and running by the end of 2023. It isn't something you just throw together, especially if you want to set it up for success. I think everyone would feel a bit more comfortable if it takes a little bit longer to make sure we cross every T and dot every I. But still looking forward to trying to make that a reality by the end of 2023. So the deadline for NXT Europe has been pushed back, but according to Shawn Michaels, still very much a thing that is happening. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. Right now, you can check out our latest top 10 list. Last night, as we continue to celebrate the best of the worst in the world of wrestling, we count down the 10 worst WWE matches of 2006. There's some bangers in there as well. Kane versus Kane, I will offer you. Almost as bad, if not worse, than Undertaker versus Undertaker. Clone Wars do not work very well, do they? YouTube.com/Cultaholic for the 10 worst WWE matches of 2006. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, you can check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.